This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Brittany Lindsacombe is many things. She is an 8-time winner on the LPGA Tour, including the Pure Silk Bahamas Classic this year. She's a 2-time major champion, and last week she became the 6th woman to compete in a PGA Tour event. It's a pleasure to welcome Brittany Lindsacombe back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing this. Scale of 1 to 10, how nervous were you on the first tee Thursday?
Probably only about a 10. I thought I was going to be about a 12, and I was a lot calmer than I thought I was going to be.
What are you nervous about? Bad shot, missing the ball?
Well, yeah, just everything. You know, I obviously put a lot of pressure on myself. I wanted to do well, for myself, for women, for the LPGA, all my friends and family that were there watching me. So it was probably just more me putting pressure on myself. But it was such a cool feeling, though.
But isn't it funny? You've hit a million first tee shots.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if the week before we were in Toledo, Ohio, it's one of our smaller events, and even there I was nervous as can be, so I think it's just me in general.
Oh, okay, all right. During the practice rounds, was it an excitement, or was it nerves even then?
Oh, no, the practice round was incredible, and the Pro-Am was awesome. I played with a guy who Monday qualified, so him and I were both new to what the experience is going to be like. So the practice round was really fun and just very laid back. It felt like I was just playing a round of golf with my buddies, and it was great.
I've seen you say readily accepted. Everybody, all the guys loved having you there.
Yes, that was a dream come true. You know, everybody came up to me on the putting green, on the driving range, just welcoming me, thanking me for being there. I couldn't have asked for a better week, with the guys. It was so much fun being inside the ropes and, getting to play with them. It was a dream come true for sure.
You know, we hear a lot of talk on the PGA Tour about games, about Tuesday games, Wednesday games. Did any of that, first of all, does any of that take place on the LPGA?
Occasionally, we'll do a $5 birdie game. We're pretty cheap on the LPGA. I think I like to do the $5 game because I like to sing the $5 footlong song, which makes me laugh. But, I didn't get to play with any of the guys because I had an outing on Monday in Chicago, so I didn't even get there until midnight on Monday. So I only got to play one practice round with the guys, and he was a local or a Monday qualifier. Okay. So we were both confused as to what was happening.
Did you, at some point in leading up to this, did you get a chance to talk to Annika about any of this? Did you ask her anything?
I did. And unfortunately I waited to the last minute, but, it was great. I finally called her on Wednesday night and, I really wasn't going to ask her too much about like preparation on the golf course. I really just wanted to talk to her more about how the mental side of it was going to be. And, she had great advice. She knew I was going to be nervous. She said herself she was really nervous, which really surprised me because she's such a wonderful player and has won so many tournaments. And she said when she went to the tee, she was really, really nervous. So that made me feel better going into Thursday. And just more how she told me it wasn't just this week. This week was preparing me for the future and my future outings. I have 2 more majors coming up. Solheim is next year, like all these bigger outings. And it was just learning how to control my nerves this one week, getting ready for my future games, which was really cool.
We're talking with Brittany Lindsacombe here on the Augusta Golf Show. Okay, well, that leads me to a couple of questions that I wanted to ask. What did the golfer in you learn about? What did you learn from last week?
Yeah, definitely. And exactly what Annika was telling me, learning how to control my nerves and my emotions. Obviously, I did a lot more press and media than I normally would for a normal week. I had way more fan attention. It was just kind of learn how to get out of my own way and focus on what I was doing. And, you know, definitely, you know, when I play the British Open or Evian coming up, I would think my nerves, I'm going to, you know how to calm them down a little bit better now, or maybe being in contention on a Sunday, you know, I'll be able to calm myself down a little bit better now going through this process.
All right, golf aside, what did you learn about yourself?
I think the same, you know, just the nerves part of it, that I can, you know, calm myself down when I need to. And I think it's kind of one and the same, actually.
The fishbowl you were in, there are the golfer, there's Tiger, there are players that are always in that fishbowl. What did you learn from? I mean, can you imagine being in that fishbowl week in and week out?
I think it would be really cool just because they make a few more dollars than we make. But and playing with the guys, I mean, I play with the guys all the time at home, and it's just so much fun. But to play on the PGA Tour, if you gave me a year exemption on the PGA, there'd be no chance I could make it. You know, they just guys hit it so far, and the golf courses are so long that, I definitely like my tour where I can reach the par fives and two. You know, if you make a bad hole, you know, you can have the next hole to try to make birdie. And when you make a bogey at a PGA event, hitting it only 275 off the tee, it's a much harder to kind of get it back than my normal golf holes, I guess.
Well, welcome to the game that we play, Brittany.
Yeah.
all right. So from the sidelines, it looked like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have permission to do that. It looked like Thursday reflected nerves. And then you seem to settle down in the second round as the second round progressed. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. That's 100% accurate. You know, the first day I just played so tight. I played so conservative, and that's not me. That's why I love people like Phil Mickelson, who are super aggressive and they go for everything. And I was really trying to be way too technical, which I'm totally not. With the shots, I was really trying not to mess up, and I was messing up more. On Thursday, you know, I had to hit a lot more four irons than I was expecting. I was banking on hitting more hybrids, and had my hybrid all tuned up, ready to go, and I only got to hit it one or two times. So on Saturday, you know, there was a rain delay. We didn't get to play on Friday, so we had to tee it up Saturday. And with all the rain, a lot of the spectators couldn't come out until later in the day. So it really felt like me and the guys, we just went out and played a fun round of golf, and it was stress-free, and I just really had a good time. So I wish I would have just played more aggressively the first day and, you know, stopped worrying about hitting the bad shots, because I was causing myself to hit more bad shots.
Well, you alluded in earlier about the length of the golf course. Did mm-hmm. And with the weather and the rain, I assume the course got longer, but that didn't seem to affect you?
It did. You know, my local golf courses are all over 7,000. 7,400 is the longest. So I played a few of them. I play them all the time when I'm home, but the longest one I only got to play one time. So I was hoping in Kentucky it would be firm and fast, because when you watch on TV, it seems like the PGA guys get about 30 yards a roll.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you know, when I teed off on Thursday, the course had already had over 2 inches of rain. So it was really wet. And then by the time I teed it up on Saturday, it was probably 3 or 4 inches of rain. So I literally was getting 3 yards a roll on average both days. So that kind of hurt a little bit, made it a little bit longer. But the length is really not that bad. You know, I'm a pretty long hitter. So, but it's harder once you make bogeys, it's harder to get them back if you don't take advantage of the par fives, which I didn't do.
How much did you think about, whether it was before you played or now that you've had just a little time to reflect, about what something like this means to young girls that play the game?
Gosh, you know, I thought about that the whole time I was out there. You know, I even had a dad and daughter before I got there that I met at the U.S. Open, and they said that his dad told me the daughter didn't have any interest of going to the tournament, that they live right down the road from Kentucky. And once she found out I was playing, she really wanted to go. So it's cool when you can influence any child, especially young girls. You know, we're always trying to get them in the game of golf. And, you know, I signed so many autographs. There were so many kids out. It was really cool to see. And hopefully, you know, signing one autograph for them, hopefully I influence them to maybe want to pick up a club more often. So that's a pretty cool feeling.
How proud are you, again, reflecting back? Maybe you didn't think about this when you did it. How proud are you of that last round?
Oh, it was very, really cool. You know, the first round I only made one birdie the whole day. So to have five birdies and then the eagle on 17 on Saturday, I mean, that's like an unbelievable round, especially at a PGA event. Obviously, I would have hoped for a few less bogeys, but you know, all in all, it was a cool experience. It got the crowd going there a few times, and that was pretty cool.
So like the rest of us that play the game, after what you did on this in the second round, had I just done this in the first round?
Yeah, two of those rounds would have been really nice. Right.
It was great fun to watch. If they offered again, you'd hop on it, wouldn't you?
You know, never say never, but I'm still on cloud nine from this experience, so I'm not really sure, but it would be really cool. I really, really did enjoy it myself.
She is Brittany Lindsacombe. Brittany, congratulations on last week. That was so much fun to watch, so inspiring to watch. It was great fun, and play well the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. I had an absolute blast.